Hi, welcome to the fourth part of Powered BI interview questions. This podcast covers our compiled list of important Powered BI interview questions along with their answers for you to prepare. So let's get started. Question 61, name some common table functions in Powered BI. Answer, in Powered BI, there are several common table functions that you can use to manipulate and transform data within tables. Some of the commonly used table functions in Powered BI include Summarize, Filter, Values, Except, Distinct, Union, Add Columns, Calculatable, Intersect, Generatesseries. Question 62, name the best industry-level security practices in Powered BI. Answer, below are some best industry-level security practices for Powered BI, such as Admin, Auditing, Workspaces, Classification, Row-level security, Azure AD conditional access. Question 63, what type of users can use Powered BI? Answer, Powered BI is a versatile business intelligence and data visualization tool that can be used by various types of users across different industries, such as Business analysts, Data scientist, Data analyst, Financial analysts, HR professionals. Question 64, which programming language is used in Power Query? Answer, Power Query, which is a data transformation and query language used in Microsoft Power BI, Microsoft Excel, and other Microsoft products, primarily uses a language called M, also known as Power Query Formula Language or Power Query M. Question 65, where can you reshape data in Power BI? Answer, in Power BI, you can reshape data using the Power Query Editor, a data transformation and query authoring tool. The Power Query Editor allows you to perform various data shaping and transformation operations to prepare your data for analysis. Question 66, list the drawbacks of using Power BI. Answer, while Power BI is a powerful business intelligence tool, it does have some drawbacks and limitations. Here are some of the drawbacks of using Power BI. 1. Steep learning curve. Power BI has a complex and feature-rich interface, which can make it challenging for new users to learn and master the tool. 2. Limited data modeling capabilities. While Power BI provides basic data modeling capabilities, it may not be as robust as dedicated data modeling tools like SQL Server Analysis Services, SSAS. 3. Limited customization options. Power BI may not provide the same level of flexibility as other advanced reporting tools. Users might face limitations in customizing visual elements or creating complex custom visuals. 4. Performance issues with large datasets. Power BI may experience performance issues when dealing with large datasets, especially if the data is not properly optimized or indexed. 5. Licensing costs. While Power BI offers a free version, it has limitations on data capacity and collaboration features. 6. Dependency on Microsoft ecosystem. While Power BI can integrate with other data sources and platforms, there might be some limitations or compatibility issues when working outside the Microsoft ecosystem. 7. Limited offline functionality. Power BI provides some offline capabilities through the Power BI desktop application. The full functionality and real-time data updates are only available when connected to the internet. Question 67. What endorsements are there in Power BI? Answer, in Power BI, there are several types of endorsements or certifications available that validate an individual's expertise in using the platform, such as 1. Microsoft Certified, Data Analyst Associate 2. Microsoft Certified, Power BI Certification 3. Microsoft Certified, Power Platform App Maker Associate 4. Microsoft Certified, Azure Data Engineer Associate 5. Third-party certifications. Question 68, name the fundamental concepts of DAX. Answer, the fundamental concepts of DAX include the following. Formulas, Functions, Measures, Context, Iterator, Columns and Tables. Question 69, difference between measures and columns? Answer, in Power BI, measures and columns are two fundamental components used for data analysis and reporting. Here's the difference between the two. 1. Columns in Power BI refer to the individual fields or attributes present in your dataset. They represent the data elements or dimensions that you can use to organize and categorize your data. Columns contain the actual values for specific data points and are typically categorical or textual in nature. Columns provide the basic structure for organizing and filtering your data. 2. Measures, on the other hand, are calculations performed on your data to derive meaningful insights. They are mathematical or aggregate calculations that help you analyze and summarize your data. Measures can perform various operations, such as summing, averaging, counting, or finding minimum/maximum values. Unlike columns, measures don't contain raw data values but are computed based on the existing columns in your dataset. Measures are commonly used for creating key performance indicators, KPIs, or performing complex calculations. Question 70. What is the key difference between sum and sumx functions? Answer: the key difference between the sum and sumx functions lies in their behavior and the context in which they are used. Sum function, the sum function, is an aggregation function used in DAX language, primarily in Microsoft Power BI and Excel Power Pivot. It calculates the sum of a specified column or expression within a given table or filter context. The sum function operates on a single column and returns the sum of all the values in that column that meet the filtering criteria. Sumx function, the sumx function is also an aggregation function in DAX, but it allows for more complex calculations involving iterations. It calculates the sum of an expression for each row in a table and returns the total sum of those individual calculations. It is useful when you need to apply a calculation to each row of a table and then aggregate the results. Question 71. What is self-service business intelligence? Answer: self-service business intelligence, BI, in Power BI refers to the capability for users to create, analyze, and share interactive visualizations and reports without relying on traditional IT or data professionals. Power BI is a cloud-based data visualization and analytics tool developed by Microsoft. Question 72. What is the difference between a report, dashboard, and Power BI dataset? Answer: a report, dashboard, and Power BI dataset are all components of Power BI. Each of these components serves a specific purpose in analyzing and visualizing data. Here's a breakdown of their differences. 1. Report: a Power BI report is a collection of visualizations, such as charts, tables, and graphs, that are based on data from one or more datasets. Reports provide interactive and dynamic data exploration capabilities. They allow users to create and customize visuals, apply filters, drill down into data, and create relationships between different data elements. Power BI reports can be published and shared with others, allowing them to interact with the data and gain insights. 2. Dashboard: a Power BI dashboard is a consolidated view of important metrics and key performance indicators, KPIs, in a visually appealing and concise format. Dashboards are designed to provide an at-a-glance overview of business performance by displaying multiple visuals from one or more reports or datasets. They are highly customizable, allowing users to arrange and resize visuals, add text boxes, images, and other elements to create a meaningful snapshot of data. Dashboards are typically used to monitor real-time data and track progress towards specific goals. 3. Power BI dataset. A Power BI dataset is a collection of tables, queries, and data connections that define the structure and content of the data to be visualized in reports and dashboards. Datasets can be created by connecting to various data sources, such as databases, spreadsheets, or online services. They serve as the foundation for building reports and dashboards by providing the underlying data that powers the visualizations. Datasets can be refreshed to ensure that the reports and dashboards display the most up-to-date information. Question 73. How to implement data security in Power BI? Answer: implementing data security in Power BI involves several steps to ensure the protection and controlled access of sensitive data. Here is a brief overview of the process. 1. Identify the sensitivity levels of your data and define the security requirements based on its classification. 2. Utilize Power BI's data modeling capabilities to define relationships between tables and create appropriate data hierarchies. 3. Implement necessary security measures such as strong authentication, encryption, and access controls on the underlying databases or data warehouses. 4. Enable data encryption both in transit and at rest. 5. Leverage Azure Active Directory, AAD, integration to manage user authentication and authorization. 6. Implement strict access controls to limit data access within Power BI. 7. Enable auditing and monitoring features within Power BI to track user activities, identify potential security breaches, and ensure compliance. 8. Keep Power BI up to date with the latest security patches and updates. 9. Educate users about data security best practices, including the proper handling of sensitive data, strong password management, and reporting any security incidents. Question 74. How to consolidate inquiries in Power BI? Answer: One can consolidate queries in Power BI using join queries. Question 75. What are the calculate and calculatable functions? Answer: The calculate and calculatable functions are powerful tools in the DAX language used in Power BI, Power Pivot, and Analysis Services tabular models. They are used to modify or filter calculations in a formula, allowing you to create more dynamic and context-aware measures. 1. The calculate function is used to modify the context in which a calculation is performed. It takes a formula expression as its first argument and one or more filter expressions as subsequent arguments. It evaluates the formula in a modified filter context defined by the filter expressions. 2. The calculatable function is similar to calculate but is used to modify the context of table calculations rather than scalar calculations. It evaluates a table expression in a modified filter context defined by the filter expressions. Question 76. What are the prerequisites for connecting to a database in Azure SQL Database? Answer: One needs to configure firewall settings to enable remote connections before connecting to a database in Azure SQL Database. Question 77. Specify the best Power BI add-ins. Answer: Power BI offers a wide range of add-ins that can enhance its functionality and provide additional features. Here are some popular and highly regarded Power BI add-ins: Smart Filter Pro, Power Update, Zebra BI, Power KPI Matrix, Advanced Analytics for Excel, Power BI Smart Shapes, Power Pivot Utilities, Quick Measures, Drill Through Assistant, Power BI Publisher for Excel. Question 78. Mention the data destinations for Power Queries. Answer: Following are the two destinations for Power Queries. Load to the Excel data model. Load to a table in a worksheet. Question 79. What is an embed code in Power BI? Answer: In Power BI, an embed code refers to a piece of HTML code that is used to embed a Power BI report or dashboard into a web page or application. It allows you to integrate Power BI content seamlessly within your own custom applications, websites, or portals. Question 80. How to generate an embed code in Power BI? Answer: To generate an embed code in Power BI, you typically follow these steps. 1. Publish your report or dashboard to the Power BI service. 2. Open the Power BI service and navigate to the report or dashboard you want to embed. 3. Click on the File menu or Ellipsis button and then select the Embed option. 4. A dialog box will appear with various options for embedding the content. Configure the settings according to your requirements, such as defining the size, interactions, and filters for the embedded report. 5. Once you have configured the settings, click on the Create or Generate Embed Code button. 6. Power BI will generate the embed code, which you can copy and paste into your web page or application's HTML source code. Thank you for listening to our podcast.